Wash your hands. You've heard that advice. It'll help you avoid being infected with the coronavirus and passing it on to your friends and family. But not everyone has enough water to wash their hands. According to the latest Census Bureau data, roughly 1.6 million people in the U.S. don't have access to a working toilet, shower, or running water in their homes. In fact, since 2014, the city of Detroit, Michigan, has enforced an aggressive policy to shut off water access for residents who don't pay their bills. Just last year, Detroit shut the water off in more than 23,000 homes, and as of this January, more than one-third of them still could not turn the faucet on for water to wash their hands. Now, in response to the coronavirus outbreak, the city of Detroit, along with the state of Michigan, they're both taking emergency steps. They both plan to restore water access. Here's Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan speaking to the press on March 9th.
So if you get a water shutoff notice in the mail or on your door, you contact us and you'll be in a $25 plan to keep the water on. If your water is off, contact us. And for $25, it'll be turned back on. We think we put this in a position where everybody should be able to afford it. But Governor Whitmer said, I don't want there to be any question. And so the state of Michigan has said for the next 30 days, the state will pay the $25.
Detroit is one of several cities, including Seattle and Atlanta, that have announced plans to ease the rules surrounding water shutoffs because of COVID-19. While advocates say this is an important first step, many argue long-term policies need to be geared towards avoiding water shutoffs in the first place. Nina Lacani is an environmental justice reporter for The Guardian US. She's with us now. Thanks for being here, Nina.
No problem.
Now, you heard Mayor Mike Duggan outline the plan for Detroit residents this month. Do you have a sense of how many people have had their water turned back on because of the pandemic?
In the first 2 days of this implementation plan, they only managed to turn on water for 73 households. It was low because what they say is that they're having to spend a long time at many people's houses because they have to install meters first.
73 people out of how many? How many are we talking about that don't actually have water?
The numbers are always very confusing, especially from Detroit. What the city told me yesterday, as of 2019, April, they turned off the water for 3,600 occupied homes. So the larger number, 23,000, they say includes a lot of homes that had been abandoned. So even if we take Detroit numbers at face value, they turned off 3,600 occupied homes as of April last year. Last week, when they made the announcement to start reconnecting people, 2,800 families were without water just from that last year. We don't know all the people who have been turned off since 2014. How many of those don't have water? They don't have those numbers. So even if we just take into account those who've been turned off in the last year, at least 2,700 families, households, are without water in Detroit today.
So is the water that people in Detroit have access to actually clean of the ones who have access to water?
Well, that's highly questionable. I mean, one of the things that health campaigners fear is that for those folks who have not had running water for some time, when you turn the water back on, it increases the risk of lead just getting into your water system. So to be fair to the city, they are issuing guidance with every reconnection that people should flush out their taps for at least 30 minutes. And they have to, you know, they send a poster showing them how to take the faucets off and how to do that.
So the city of Detroit is still charging $25 for water access, something that the state of Michigan waived, as you heard, for the first 30 days. Why isn't Detroit waiving that fee too?
Well, the connection fee is being waived the reconnection fee, and then they're charging $25. I mean, you know, it's a really complicated issue, but at the end of the day, water is a human right. And what we've seen since Detroit has made this announcement is 90 cities and states across the US have suspended water shutoffs for residents who have been unable to afford their bills. So we have seen this increasing, and it's a growing number every day. But I just think it's a really important point to say that only 20% of those cities and states have agreed to reconnect people. So while a growing number are saying, okay, we're going to suspend shutoffs during the COVID-19 pandemic, most of them are not agreeing to reconnect people. And so that means hundreds of thousands of Americans potentially today are unable to wash their hands with running water in their homes.
Hundreds of thousands of Americans right now can't turn on a faucet and wash their hands because of these policies to make sure water bills are paid. I want to make sure that we have these numbers again. So you say 90 cities and states have these policies in place?
90 cities and states have so far agreed to suspend water shutoffs. Far more haven't. I mean, there are many, many more that haven't. I mean, basically, water departments across the country, and I'm talking right here about public water departments. Private water utilities do their own thing, and so that's a whole nother story. But you know, private and public water departments generally use two punitive measures to try and get people to pay their bills, both of which are ineffective, from what I can see. Either to shut people's water off when they get into water debt. And let's be straight, with rising water costs, some people are thousands and thousands of dollars in debt to the water department. And these are low income families, right? And so they're not only struggling to pay their water bill, they're also struggling to pay all bills, you know, many their gas bill, their electric bill, to buy enough healthy food for their families. And the other measure used by some water departments is to put liens on people's houses. So you can risk your losing your house because of a water debt.
You say only 20% of these places have actually agreed to reconnect the water. What are places like Atlanta and Seattle? Why are they not restoring water access for people who have had it shut off in the past?
I don't know why. I mean, it's, you know, I'm assuming it's a matter of cost and time. I mean, one of the things that this pandemic has highlighted is that we do not have accurate nationwide figures on who and where and why people are having their water turned off, you know. And so, though, yes, you know, we have to say, great, 90 cities and states, and I'm sure it's more, those numbers were accurate as of yesterday. It's going to be more today, have agreed to suspend water shutoffs. Many more haven't, and like you say, a minority, just 20%, have agreed to reconnect people's water at this point.
Nina Lakhani is an environmental justice reporter for The Guardian US. Thanks so much, Nina.
You're welcome.